Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yizborach u'b'siyata d'shmayim meruba. We're about to begin Parsha Shlach, which can be divided into six topics. Topic number one, the Chet HaMeraglim, which takes up most of the Parsha, 78 psukim, the first 3.5 aliyos, Prokim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Topic number two, Minchas Nesochim. Whenever a korban oila or shlomim are brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, together with the animal, we must bring a korban mincha, flour mixed with oil, which will be burnt completely on the fires of the Mizbeach, and wine, which will be poured on the Mizbeach. From Perek Tezvov, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Tezayin. Topic number three, the mitzvah of Afroshas Chalo, by the Aliyah of Shishi, Posuk Yud Zayin, through Posuk Chof Aleph. Topic number four, the korban or korbonos, which are brought in case someone was oivid avodah zarah b'shogeg, whether this was a tzibur mistake or an individual's mistake, from posuk chof beis through posuk lamed aleph. Topic number five, the mekoshesh eitzim, who was mechalal Shabbos in the desert, from posuk lamed beis through posuk lamed vov. And the sixth and last topic, the parasha of tzitzis, by Maftir, Posuk Lamed Zayin, through Mem Aleph. And let us begin the first topic, Be'ezer Hashem u'b'siyata d'shmaya. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, yoshalach lecho anoshim, v'yosuru es eretz kena'an, asher ani noisein el ibnei Yisrael, ish echod, lemate avisov tishlochu, koil nosivohem. The simple translation of the pasuk would seem to say that Hashem commanded Moshe, send men to explore Eretz Canaan that I am giving to Bnei Yisrael, one man per shevet, and make sure nosi bohem, they should be the choshuva ones among them. But Rashi gives us some background. That's not what happened. Based on Pesukim in Parshas Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the Chet HaMeraglim, over there he tells us information that we were not told over here. This didn't start with Hashem commanding Moshe to send the Meraglim. Rather, it was Bnei Yisrael that approached Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Moshe, we would like to send men to explore Eretz Canaan. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't know why they're asking. I told them it's a good land, but if that's what they want, I give them permission. Says Rashi, Shlach Lecho Anoshim. What's the connection between our parasha and the last topic of Parshas Be'ha'alo Yisro? Miriam speaking negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu. And for Rashi, Levi Shelokso, Aliskei Dibo, Shedibro Be'ochio, Ureshoim Alolu, Rou V'loilo Chomuso. Miriam and Aviyah got punished for speaking negatively against her brother Moshe Rabbeinu. And these Rishoyim, the Meraglim, saw what happens to whoever speaks negatively, and did not take a lesson, and they spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael. Shlach lecho ledaitcho. The word lecho, says Rashi, hints to what it says in Parshas Dvorim, that it did not come from Hashem. Rather, this is a response to what Am Yisrael are asking. Ani eini mitzav eloch. Im tirtzet, shlach. It came from Am Yisrael. You gather to me and for this request. Omar, says Hashem to Moshe. I told him it's a good land. I took out of Mitzrayim. The pasuk continues. In order to give you Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, a good land. But if you don't trust me, you want to check it out yourself. Chayehem, I promise, shani noisen emokim litois bedivrei ha-meraglim, leman lo yiroshua. I'll give them room to make a mistake with the words of the meraglim in order that they should not inherit it. Posuk gimel vayishlach oisom ha-moshe mimidbar paron al pi Adonai kulom anoshim roshei bnei Yisrael heimo. And Moshe sent the Meraglim from Midbar Poron. That's where they were. That's the last camp we saw at the end of Parshat Be'ha'alo Yisro. Al pi Hashem, says Rashi, don't make a mistake. It doesn't mean that Hashem commanded them to do this, like Rashi said before. Rather, he's giving them permission. And at that time, kulam anoshim. Anoshim means anoshim ksheirim, before they left. Roshei b'nei Yisrael heim, the heads of b'nei Yisrael. Says Rashi, al pi Hashem birushusoi, shelo ikev al yodoi. He didn't stop. Kulam anoshim, kol anoshim, shebamikra loshen chashivus, vois asho, ksheirim hoyu. Pozuk dalet ve'ile shemoisom lematei Reuven shamu'a ben Zakur lematei Shimoin shafot ben Choiri lematei Yehuda kolei ben Yefune lematei Yisachor Yigol ben Yosef lematei Efrayim Hoshei Abin Nun lematei Vinyamin Palti ben Rofu lematei Zevulun Gadiel ben Soidi lematei Yosef lematei Menashe Gadi ben Susi lematei Don Amiel ben Gemali למתי יושר ססור בן מיכואל, למתי נפתולי נחבי בן וופסי, למתי גוד גאואל בן מוחי. An interesting order of the Shvotim. The first four are the Bnei Leo, in order. Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar. Levi is left out. He has no representation in the Meraglim. The one missing is Zvulun. The last four, Don, Osher, Naphtali, and God, are the Bnei Shvachos, also in an interesting order. And the middle four, Ephraim, Binyamin, Zvulun, and Menashe, also in an interesting order. First of all, we separate Ephraim and Menashe, the two brothers, and we separate within the Bnei Rochel. Zvulun comes in the middle. Says the Ramban, the order of the Shvatim over here is according to the Chashivus of the Meraglim, of these men. Which comes out that Kolev and Yeshua Binun, the Meraglim Tzadikim, they're going to end up being Oymed Bin Isoyin, were not the most Choshevah ones. Kolev comes in third, and Yeshua comes in fifth. Pozuk de Zayin, Eile Shemois, Ho Anoshim, Asher Sholach Moshe Losures Haoretz, Vayikro Moshe, Elohishe Abin Nun, Yeshua. These are the names of the men that Moshe sent to explore the land. And Moshe changes his Talmud Hoshea's name. He changes it from Hoshea to Yeshua. Why? Says Rashi, he spalel olov ko Yoshiacho me'atzas meraglim. By adding the letter Yud to his name, that spells out Yud Kei Yoshia. Hashem should save you from the evil advice of the meraglim. Posel Gud Zayin Vayishlach Hoysom Moshe Lo Suras Eretz Kenoan Vayoymer Aleihem. And Moshe sent them to explore Eretz Canaan, and he tells them, start out with the Negev, the south of Eretz Yisrael. That's the least good part of Eretz Yisrael. Like when you want to sell something, if you have merchandise to show, first you show the least good merchandise, and you work your way up. You save the best for the last. And after the Negev, go up the mountain, the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Aluze Banegev. That was the least good part. Shekein derech hatagorim, people that sell items, merchandise, merchants, they sell marines apsoiles tchilo. Ve'achar kach marines ashvach. They show the weak stuff and then they show the better stuff. Posuk yudches urisem es horet mahi ve'esao mayoshev oleho hechazok hu harofe hameat hu im rov. And check out the land and the inhabitants of the land. Is this a type of land that raises strong people or weak people? Is it a type of land that is conducive to lots of children or not that much? Rashi's connecting the two halves of the psukim. Urisim es ha'oretz mahi ve'esom ha'yoshev aleho doesn't stand on its own. That's a yakdomo to hechozak ha'rofe ha'me'atu imrov. It's not by chance that they're strong or weak, or there are lots of them or few of them. It's the land that produces those people. Says Rashi, Esoret Mahi, Yesh Eret Megadeles Giboirim, Vyesh Eret Megadeles Chaloshim, that's Hechozoku Harofe. Yesh Megadeles Uchlusim, lots of people, that's Rov, Vyesh Me'etes Uchlusim, that is Me'at. Hechozoku Harofe, the following Rashi is a Drash. The Poshup Shad Rashi said already. Are they strong or weak? The drash is based on the fact that it doesn't say the word im over here. By all the other dovovei puchoi, it says im. Hameat hu im rov. Look at the next pasuk. Hatoivohi im ro. Habamachanim im b'mivtzorim. Hayesh bo'et hashmenohi im rosh. Hayesh bo'et im ein. The word im is missing over here. Says Rashi a drosha. Simen mosar lohem im beprozim yoishvim chazokim hem. If they dwell in non-walled cities, open cities, that's a sign that they're strong. Shesoyuchim al gvurosam, they rely on their own strength. They don't need walls. But vim beorim betzuroisem yoishvim chaloshim hem. If they're dwelling in walled, fortified cities, that's a sign that they're weaklings because they can't rely on their own strength, so they build themselves a wall. Rashi's darshaning it from these words, Hechazok hu arofe. What seems to be strong, these fortified cities, you should know really that's a sign that they're weaklings. That's the drasha from the lacking of the word im. The Poshe Pshat, Rashi told us already, is it Megadeles Giboirim or Megadeles Chaloshim? Also, it should be pointed out, the drosha doesn't fit with the taimim, because the taimim put the comma after the word hu. Hechozok hu, comma, harofe. And the drosha is saying, Hechozok hu harofe. Posuk yute sumor et asher hu yoshev bo hativo hi imra umoherim. Asher hu yoshev bo heino habemachanim im bemivtzorim. What about the land that they dwell in? Is it a good land? Does it have good air, good waters, or not? What about the cities that they dwell in? Are they open cities, b'machanim, or they're b'mivtzorim? Are they fortified cities in walls? It says Rashi, b'machanim targumoy ha'befatzchin, which means krachin p'tzuchin u'psuchim mi'ein choyma. Open cities without a wall. With good waters, good springs. The Ibn Ezra throws in, it's good in its air also. And what's with the soil of the land? Is it rich or is it lean? Are there trees in this land or are there no trees in this land? Rashi will make a droshe on this word eitz. And Moshe tells them, be strong and give us some samples from the fruits of the land. Says the Torah, those days were the exact days where the grapes, the first grapes, are ripening. Chazal tell us they left on Chof Tes Sivan, and they came back 40 days later on Tisha B'Av. Tammuz, that's the time when grapes start to ripen in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Yesh bo eitz, im yesh bo odom kosher, shiyogin aleim b'schusoi. Is there a kosher a person to protect them with his chus? Referring to Eoiv. L'chayre it's a drasha, and the room for the drasha is because it said already, Hashmeinohi im roza, is the soil rich or lean? If it's rich, it will produce trees, and if not, not. So it's included in that. Musleish Ba'it is including something else, Odom Kosher. Bikuri Anovim, Yomim, Shohanovim, Mishlin Bebiku. The first grapes are start to ripen. Pozukhovale, Vayalu, Vayasuwes, Oret, Mimid Baltzin Adrechoiv, Levoy Hamos. And they went up to explore the land of Eretz Yisrael. They started out at Midbar Tzin. Midbar Tzin is the southeast border of Eretz Yisrael, right by the bottom tip of Yam HaMelach, the Dead Sea. And from there, they go the whole southern border from east to west until they hit the Mediterranean Sea. And then they start going all the way up north alongside the shore of the Mediterranean Sea until they get to Rehoiv, all the way to Chamos, which is by the northwestern corner, all the way on top of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Mimidbar Tzin ad Rehoiv levoy Chamos. Holchu bigvuleo boirecho veroichav, the entire length and width. Kimin gam. Gam is like the shape of an L. As I described, they went from east to west. That's the bottom part of the L. And then they go from south to north. That's the wall of the L. Holchu begvul ruach gvul droi mimitzkeh mizroch ad mikzeh mayrov. From east to west on the southern border. K'moshet tziva Moshe, aluza b'negev. That's the Negev. south. דרך גבול ספס הדרוימי של ארץ ישראל לחו, והוא ממדבר צין, שהוא במקצועיה, where's מדבר צין? במקצוע הדרוימיס מזרוחית, in the southern eastern corner, עד היום, all the way to the Mediterranean Sea, שהיום הוא גבול מערובי, that's the western border of ארץ ישראל. ומשום חוזר והולכו כל גבול מערובי, the entire western border על ספס הים, along the seashore, עד לבוי חמוס, where is that? שהוא אצל הויר ההור, not the Hoyer Hall that Aaron HaKohen is buried in. It's a different Hoyer Hall all the way up north, in somewhere in Lebanon. B'miktzeh Ma'arovis Tzfoinis, in the north western corner, k'mo shemafurish b'gvulois ha'oretz, b'parshas ve'ilemas. Posuk choveiz v'ya'alu v'negev v'yavoy ad Chevroin, shomachimon sheishai v'salmai, ילידי הוענוק וחברון, שבע שונים נבנסו לפני צויין מצרויים. And the Meragli went up to Eretz Yisrael, and they started out with the Negev. As Rashi told us before, first the Psoilis. Vayovui ad Chevron. Interesting loshon. Vayalu is plural. Vayovui is single. Not all of them went to Chevron. Says Rashi, only Kolev ben Yefuna went to Chevron, he went to Moras Machpelo, to the Kivrei Ovois, to Davin, that he should not be Nichshal in the Atzas HaMeraglim. And what does he see in Chevron? Achiman Sheishai V'Talmai, the three giants, the children of the giant. In Chevron, although it was the Psoilus of Eretz Yisrael, it was seven times better than the best place of Mitzrayim, Tzoyan. Says Rashi, V'yad Chevron, Kolei Levadoi Holachshom. Why? ונשתתח על קברי אובויס שלא יניסס לחבירוב להיו יתבט סוסום. He shouldn't be convinced to join his friends in their evil idea. וכן הוא אומר, ולא יתן נס האורץ אשר דורח בו. פוסק אין פרשס דבורים, again, where Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the story of the Meraglim, that he got חברוין בזכוס, that he davened. וכסיבה יתנו לו כל אובס חברוין עם ספר שויפטים. שבע שונים נבנסו. The literal translation would be that Chevron was built 7 years before the city of Tzoyan Mitzrayim. But says Rashi, that cannot be. And that is because Chom, the son of Noach, had four sons, Cush u'Mitzrayim, u'Fut u'Chnoan. Let's deal with Mitzrayim and Canaan. Mitzrayim was the older son, Canaan was the younger son. So how could it be, Frekt Rashi, Efsho shebono Chom, the father, es Chevron liknan b'nei Akoton, his younger son, koidem sheivnes tzoyan lemitzrayim b'nei Agodol, l'chayor, the first son's city should be built first. Elo, says Rashi, it's not referring to in time-wise, that this was built first and this was built second. No. Elo, shoyisam mevune b'chol tuv al echod mishivo b'tzoyan. The quality of the land of Chevron was seven times better than Tzoyan. What's the point of the pasuk over here? Ubo lo yudiyacho shivcho shel Eretz Yisrael. How great Eretz Yisrael. Shein lecho troshin b'Eretz Yisrael yoyisem mechevroin. There is no more stony land in Eretz Yisrael more than Chevron. Lefichoch ikzua lekivois meisim. Therefore, it's designated as a burial plot because it's hard to grow things over there. Vein lecho me'ule b'chalo ha'arot so'izki Mitzrayim. The best land in the world is Mitzrayim. Shenema'al, the pasuk says, ki gan Hashem keret Mitzrayim. When I want to describe Sidoim in Parshas Lech Lecha, how great Sidoim was, it says it like Eretz Mitzrayim. V'etzoyan niyam ulo sheberetz Mitzrayim was the greatest land, greatest city in Mitzrayim. Sheshav Moshe v'melochim, the kings lived there. Shenemar kiyoyu b'tzoyan sorov. And nevertheless, v'oyset Chevroin, the worst of Eretz Yisrael, toivo mimeno, than the best of Mitzrayim, shiva chalokim seven times more. Posuk Chav Gimel, Vayavoyu ad Nachal Eshkoil, Vayichresu Mishom Zmiro, Eshkoil Anovim Echod, Vayisauhu Vamoit Bishnoyim, Uminorim Oinim, Uminateinim. And they came to a place called Nachal Eshkoil, the Valley of the Cluster. The next posuk will tell us. It was named right now, based on this story, that they took a cluster of grapes from there. And they cut down a zmoira. Zmoira means a branch of a grapevine. And connected to that branch was a cluster of grapes. and they carried it with a pole. And l'chayra, pole by definition has to have two people carrying it. So what is bishnoim doing there? Rashi will tell us, I'll make the cheshbon, that means there were eight people carrying it. They needed eight people to carry this cluster of grapes. They carried also pomegranates and figs. Says Rashi, Zmoiro is soichas gefen, a branch of a grapevine. The eshkel shananovin toliba, connected to the branch, was a cluster of grapes. They carried it with a pole. Obviously, you need two people to carry a pole, one on each end. There were two poles. It took eight people to carry this cluster of grapes, even though if all you have is two poles, each pole has two people, one on each end. So two poles gets you to four people. How do we get to eight? Take a look at the Sifsa Chachomim. He's Marach over here. I don't understand what he's saying, but he's coming to solve that problem. How we got from four to eight? Echod nochalteino ve'echod rimoin. One of the meraglim took a fig, another one took a rimoin. Even though the pasuk says rimoinim te'enim plural, maybe that's what Rashi means. A couple of te'enim and a couple of rimoinim. That brings us to 10 meraglim. They didn't take anything. Why? The meraglim brought back these fruits for a negative purpose. They meant to say, just like the fruits are abnormally big, so too the people in this land are abnormal sizes. If you want to make a cheshbon, how much each one carried over here? What was the weight of this cluster of grapes and rimonim and ta'inim? Tseyulamad me'avonim sheikimu ba'gilgol. The stones, the rocks that they took out of the Yaldain, and they put it up in Gilgol in Sefer Yeshua. Herimulam ish even achas mina Yaldain al shichmei on his shoulder. Ve'ikimu ba'gilgol. They set it up in Gilgol. That's where they camped. Each one of those stones weighed 40 se'o. V'gimiri, we know that tuna demidli inish akaspe, tuna means the weight that somebody can carry on his shoulder. Eino elo shlish masoi mimasoi shemesayin oisei lahorim. It's only the third of the amount of weight that you can carry even more if you have other people helping you. So if a single person can pick up a stone, that's 40 se'ah. If you have eight people carrying together something, they could pick up a lot more than 40 se'ah per person. Shtel zachfor, how much this cluster of grapes weighed. Posuk chav daled lamakoyim ha'hu koronach al ha'shkoil ha'aloy doit ha'shkoil ha'shokos humishon b'nei Yisrael. What Posuk chav gimel said, that they came to Nachal Eshkoil, that was not the name before they came there. Now they named it because of the Eshkol that they took from there. It's interesting. Kol Shum Shum B'nei Yisrael. 10 people took it. 8 people. B'nei Yisrael took it. Vayoshuvu mitu ha'oret miketz 40 yom. And they returned from exploring the land after 40 days. They left on Chof Tes Sivan and came back on Tisha B'Av. Says Rashi, Yoshuv mito oret miketz 40 yom vale 400 parso al 400 parso hi. Eretz Yisrael is huge, 400 parso by 400 parso. Uma halach odom benuni, an average person could walk a soro parso is b'yom. Harim halach 40 yom mina mizrach lamayrov. That will just get you from the east to the west. Ve'molchu ol kaverachbo. They walked the entire length of Eretz Yisrael also. How do they do it so quickly? The punishment is going to be a year per every day that they were in Eretz Yisrael, 40 years in the desert. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the way shorter in order that the punishment should not be that severe. Pozuk chavav vayelechu vayavoyu el Moshe vel Aharon ואל כל הדעת בני ישראל אל מדבר פורון קודשו ויושיבו איסום דבור ואת כל העדו, ויראום את פרי האורץ. The word of Vayelchu, at the beginning of Pasuk Chav Vav, is hard to understand. Because Vayelchu, that happened already in Pasuk Chav Aleph. That's when they left Midbar Tzin, Kodesha, to go to Eretz Yisrael. What's it repeating it over here, again over here? Rashi will make a drosha. Vayelchu, they left from where they were to Eretz Yisrael. Vayavoyu, and they came back to Moshe Ve'Aaron and the entire Adas Bnei Yisrael 40 days later. Where were they camped? In Midbar Poron. Midbar Poron is a big place. Exactly where? In Kodesha, in Kodesh Barnea. And they returned them back. They answered back what they were sent for. And they showed them the fruits of the land. Says Rashi, Vayelchu Vayavoyu. Mayu Vayelchu. That happened already in Pasuk Chof Aleph. The Teretz says it's repeating it again. Lehaki shalichoson lebioson, to compare. They're going to, they're returning. Ma bioson, they came back. Was beitzarah, with a bad idea to spread a bad negative speech about Eretz Yisrael. Afalichoson, as soon as they left already, was beitzarah. Even though Rashi above told us, kulom anoshim ksherim oyu bois ashor, that's before they started walking. But once they started walking, they already devised this evil plan. Voyashivu oisom dovo. Who is oisom? It's Moshe ves Aaron. And how does Rashi know that? Previous, the pasuk says Moshe Aaron adas Yisrael. L'chayra oisom is going back on everybody we mentioned. The teretz is, look at the next words. Ves koloedo. As Koloedo says, Bnei Yisrael must be Oysom, is only Moshe Ve'Aroi. And one could ask, so why did it say Ves Koloedo? It could have simply said, V'yoshivu Oysom Dovo, and that would have included everybody, Moshe, Aaron, and Adas Bnei Yisrael. Enu Yede. Posuk, Chof Zayin, V'yin Saperu Loi V'yoi Merubonu El Horet Asher Sholachtonu V'gam Zavaz Cholov U'dvashi. Even though Pasuk Chavov says Vayoshivu Oysom Dovor Vezkoloido, sounds like they're talking to everybody. For some reason, Pasuk Chav Zayin uses Loshon Yochid Vayisapru Loi. Sounds like they're talking to Moshe alone. And what do they tell him? We came to the land that you have sent us to. And yes, it's true. Zovas Cholov Udvosh, it flows milk and honey. Veze Pilyon, these are its fruits. Sounds like they're saying something positive about Eretz Yisrael. We're about to see that was not their intention. So why did they start off this way? Says Rashi, Kol dvar shekel shein umrim boi k'tzas emes, b'tchilosoi, ein miskayim b'soifoi. If you want to lie, and you want to convince people, you got to say some truth to it. If it's a complete lie, it's not going to work. And therefore they started out with some truth, and then they'll start with the lies. Posuk chofches efes ki az ha'om ha'yoshev ba'oretz ve'horim b'tzurois g'doylois me'oid ve'gam yelidei ho'anok ro'inu shom. But the nation dwelling in Eretz Yisrael are very strong, and the cities are b'tzurois, are fortified in a very strong way, and we saw the children of giants over there. Says Rashi, Betzurois Loshen Choizek, fortified. V'targumoi Krichan, walled. Why is that referred to as a walled city? Loshen Bironios Agulois. Generally speaking, cities are somewhat round. Krichan is round. V'loshen Arami Krich Ogoil. Posuk Choftes Amolek Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev V'Hachiti V'Hayivusi V'Hoemeri Yoshev Behor V'Hakenani Yoshev Alayom Ve'al Yada Yarden. Amalek lives in the south. You remember Amalek? We had experience with them just over a year ago, right before we came to Har Sinai in Rephidim. You remember those Amalekim? Well, guess what? They live right there in the south. And the Chiti, Yevusi, and Amori, they live on a mountain. And the Knani lives right next to the Mediterranean Sea and next to the Yarden. Says Rashi, Amalek Yoshev, Levisha Nichvu Ba Amalek. Am Yisrael was scolded, was burnt by the Amalekim in the past. Kval. He's Kiru Ba Meraglim K'diliyarum. That's a good way to scare people off with something they experience on their own skin already. Aliyad Hayarden. Says Rashi, Yad Kimashmoi, just like a hand is next to you, so it's over here. They live next to the Yaldein. Eitzel Yaldein, v'lo yituchlu lavo, you will not be able to cross the Yaldein. Look who's waiting for you right on the other side, the Knani. Posuk lamed vayas kolei ves ha'omel Moshe vayoymer oloy nalev yorash noiso ki yochoy nuchal lo. And Kolev hushes the nation in order to speak more about Moshe Rabbeinu. He did it in a very wise way. He tells everybody, is this the only thing Ben Amram did to us? And everybody's sure that Kolev is also about to pour some more negative stuff on Moshe Rabbeinu. So everybody quiets down. And then he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yisai, you don't remember what he did for us? He split the sea for us. He brought down the mon, he brought down the slav, and therefore, Oloi Nale, V'yorashnu Oiso. Of course we can go up to Eretz Yisrael and inherit it. Of course we can capture it. Says Rashi, Vayahas Kolev. He shtikes kulam, he hushed everybody. El Moshe, Lishmoya Mashi Yedabel, Be Moshe. He hushed everybody, so everybody should listen what he has to say about Moshe. Rashi's darshaning as if it says, he's saying pshat, as if it says, Vayas kolavisom al Moshe. He wants to speak about Moshe. Tzovach v'omah, how did he do it? He screamed and he said, V'chizu bilvad osolonu ben Amram. This loshon of ben Amram is a negative way of referring to somebody. Now they're convinced that he also wants to join the Meraglim in his negativity against ben Amram. You want to speak negatively about Moshe. Anyway, they hate Moshe at this point. Because the Meraglim said, look what Moshe brought us to this place with no chance of entering Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's quiet to hear what else Kolev has to add. And then Mokolev says, look at all these good things Moshe Rabbeinu did for us. Oloi nale afilu bashamayim. Double loshen. Oloi nale. Even if it were to be in the sky, asu sulomois v'alusham, make ladders to climb up. Natzliach bechol dvorov. We all be matzliach in whatever Moshe tells us to do. Vayahas loshen shtika means to hush. V'chein has kol boso, has kiloy lehazkir. Why does the word vayahas mean to hush? Kein derech bnei odom oite leshtatek agudas anoshim oimer has, or in English shh. This is what we call in English onomatopoeia. If you have a word that its definition sounds like the word, that's what vayahas means, to hush somebody. Posuk lamed aleve ho anoshim asher alu imoy omeru lo inu chalala lo yitelo om ki chozok hu mimenu. And the other meraglim that went up with Kolev, they said, no, we cannot go up to this nation in Eretz Canaan because that nation is too strong for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kick them out. Says Rashi, chozok hu mimenu kaviyochel klapim malo omru. Mimonu, they're stronger than Hashem. Chiru v'giduf. Posuk lamed beis v'yoytziu dibas horetz asher toru iso el b'nei Yisrael leimoy horetz asher ovarnu vo losur iso eretz oichelet yoyshev ohi v'chol ho'om asher o'inu v'seicho anshei midois. And the Meraglim continued to spread negativity, negative words regarding the land that they explored. And what do they tell Bnei Yisrael? The land that we went to explore, it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. Every place we went, people dying all over the place, with Leviathans right and left. And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a bedavka, so no one should notice the Meraglim. They should be busy with their mesim, but they saw it in a negative way. And they continue, we saw over there people with abnormal sizes. Anshei midos, people that you naturally want to measure them. Wow, how tall is that guy? Says Rashi, Yicheles Yishver b'chol mokim shavarnu mitzonum kuivrei meisim. V'akadosh Baruch Hu ozeh letoivo. Kedei letodo me'evlom, they should be busy with their avelos. V'lo yitnu lev le'elu, they shouldn't notice these people. The Meraglim. Anshei midos gedoylim ugvoyim. So much so, v'tzor losses lo midoy. You have to give him a size. Kegon Goliath, goiv hoishesh amoiz v'zeres, v'chein ish modoin, ish mido. When you see somebody abnormally tall, you naturally ask yourself, how tall is this person? Posuk lamed gimel v'shom ro'inu ez hanefilim b'nei anok min hanefilim v'anihi v'einenu kacha govim v'chein hoyinu b'aineihem. And over there we saw the giants, the children, the descendants of the original giants, the Nephilim that fell down from Shamaim in the days of Doyov of Enoish in Parshas Bereishis. And we were in their eyes like grasshoppers. I'm sorry, Vayini Beineinu, we felt, in our, we felt like grasshoppers. And so too, we appeared in their eyes like grasshoppers. How did they know how they appeared in their eyes? Rashi will tell us. Says Rashi, Anafilim Anokim, giants. Mipnei Sham Chazoi Ve'azoi L'Shenoflu Min HaShamayim B'mei Doir Enoish. V'chein Oyinu Be'ineim Shomanu Oymrim Zeloze. We heard them saying one to another. Nemolim or Chagovim, different Gersois. Yesh Bakromim Ka'anoshim. Look, there are grasshoppers in the vineyards. They looked like people. That's how we knew that that's what they thought about us. Anok shemanikim chama b'chemoson. The word anok literally means a necklace. They're so tall that their sun is like a necklace around their necks. Ben yichabedov. I'd like to say over something from my father, Zechon Levrocha. On this posuk, on the word v'chein hoyinu be'einehem. How did they know what others thought about them? So Rashi says his word. Rashi says they heard them telling each other, chagov yesh bakom kanoshim. My father would say that the subjective appraisal of oneself becomes the objective evaluation of others. Others see you as you see yourself. Ad kan l'shoinoi. Hadavo yodua, it's known that the prokim is not a Yiddish thing. It's made by a goy, by a Christian. And therefore, I give myself the privilege to erase Prokim every now and then, especially this one over here. It's mamash in the middle of the climax of the heat of the Chet HaMeraglim. And therefore, if I were you, take a pen or a pencil and X this Yud Dalet. Posuk Alev Atisor Kol Ho'edo Vayitunu Es Koilom Vayivku Ho'om Balaylo Hahu. And the Edo, Rashi says, refers to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin raised their voice and they started to cry. And following them, the whole nation cried on that night. Chazal tell us, Leil Tisha B'Av, the first Tisha B'Av, the cause of all Tisha B'Avs that followed this Tisha B'Av. Says Rashi, Koloido, Sanhedrois. Rashi Darshan, because it says Ho'edo, and then it says Vayivku Ho'om. Must be that Ho'edo is referring to somebody else, namely the Sanhedrois, and the nation followed them. Posuk beis vayloinu al Moshe ve'al Aharon kol bnei Yisrael vayemru aleihem kol ho'edo lumasnu be'eret Mitzrayim oy b'midbor hazeh lumasnu. And the entire bnei Yisrael started complaining against Moshe and Aharon, and kol ho'edo. According to Rashi, this includes the Sanhedrin. They tell Moshe and Aharon, Halavai, we wish we would have died in Mitzrayim, or we wish we would have died in this desert. Says Rashi, Lo masnu halavai v'mosnu. Ve'lomo adoino, oi mevi oisonu, el oret azuidlin poil bacherev, noshenu v'tapenu yihiyu lovaz, haloi toiv lonu, shuv Mitzroimo. Why is Hashem bringing us to this land? In order to fall to the sword of the enemies, our wives and our children will be taken as loot, as avodim, and as slaves by the goyim. We'd much rather return to Mitzrayim. And they turned to one another and they said, let's appoint another leader. Forget about Moshe. Forget about Aharon. We'll appoint a new leader and let's return to Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Nitno roish ketargumoi. Nemane reisha, let us appoint a leader. Nosim oleinu melech. Rabbi Seinu pirshu. Loshen avoy dezore. פסוקי ויפול משה ואהרון על פניהם לפני כל קהל הדס בני ישראל. And Moshe and Aaron fall down on their faces, bowing down to the entire nation. The Ramban explains this is a sign of Moshe and Aaron pleading with Bnei Yisrael, please don't do this. And Yeshua binun and Kolei ben Yefune, also, they also were one of the men that explored the land, and they had a completely different experience, a completely different interpretation than what the other 10 saw and explained. And they were kohubik dam, they tore their clothing, either stam out of pain, or because they heard the chiru v'giduf that we saw in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Meraglim said ki chozoku mimenu, that the Knanim are even stronger than Hashem chas v'sholoim. When a person hears chiru v'giduf, he has to tear his clothing. Vayoimeru el kol hadas bnei Yisrael leimor ha'oretz asher ovarnu vo lo sur oiso toivo ha'oretz me'oid me'oid. And they told the entire nation, the Adas Bnei Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, and all of Bnei Yisrael, the land that we went through to check it out, to explore it, it's a very, very good land. Ignore the Aliyah of Shlishi, we're in the middle of the drosha of Kolev and Yeshua Binun. Im chofeitz bonu adoinoi vehivi oisonu elo oretz azois unesono lonu eretz asher hizovaz cholov udvosh. If Hashem wants us, He will bring us to this land and give it to us, a land that is flowing of milk and honey. Ach badoinoi al timroidu veatem al tiru es am horet kilachmeinu heim sotzilom mealehem vadoinoi itonu al tiroum. But do not rebel against Hashem. And once you don't rebel against Hashem, there is no need, you will not fear the land of the people of the Eretz Yisrael, the people of Eretz Canaan. Because lachmeinu heim, they're easy to fight, just like eating bread. Because their protection has been removed from them. Either referring to Eoiv, who was a tzaddik who protected them, or referring to Hashem. Hashem is not with them, Hashem is with us. And therefore there's no reason to fear them. Says Rashi, Al timroidu, do not rebel. And once you don't rebel, Veshuva atem al tiro, memela, you won't be scared of them. Ki lachmeinu heim lo ichlom kalechem, as easy as eating bread. So tzilom moginom v'chozkom, the one who protects them and their strength, namely, ksheirim shebehem ma'isu, the kosher ones among them died. Who was that? Ioiv, shoyom megin aleim, Ioiv that protected them. That's what Rashi said before. Hayesh bo eitz. Is there a kosher a person to be megen? And the answer is no. There is no kosher a person to be megen. Davar acher, tzilo shel mokoim. Tzilo means a shade. Shade is a protection. The protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so me'aleim. Posuk yud vayemiru kol hoido lirgoim uisom bo avonim uchvoid adoinoi nir'o be'oi helmoi eid el kol b'nei Yisrael. And the entire nation wanted to stone them. Yeshua and Kolei wanted to stone them with stones for not joining them on their evil, speaking bad about Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem appeared with his onon, with the cloud of glory in Oyel Moyed, and the entire nation saw it, and that's what saved Yeshua and Kolev from them stoning them. Says Rashi, L'goyim oisom, as Yeshua and Kolev, not Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron were silent this whole time. They didn't say a word. It's Yeshua and Kolev who are doing the talking, and therefore they want to stone them. Uchvoid Hashem, he'onon yorad d'shom. Adkan, the first part of the first topic of Parsha Shlach, the Chet HaMeraglim.